1973.
KUT Radio 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Welcome to John Abbott on the Air on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Anna Abbott. What with work, school, hobbies, passions, friends, and family, do you have a hard time finding balance in your life? I know I do, and I'm sure many of you out there do as well. Our guest, however, seems to have a pretty good handle on things. Today, I'm joined by Jason DeRoche, youth pastor over at Lakeshore Evangelical Church, DJ, music producer, as well as husband and father to two beautiful children. Now, Jason has some very exciting career changes coming his way, which we will be discussing in just a little bit. So, Jason, hi. Thank you for taking the time to sit down and talk with me.
My pleasure.
So, let's just dive right in, plain and simple. How long have you been working in ministry?
Oh, it's been around 7 years.
Wow. And what was it that first motivated you to become a youth pastor?
That's a tough question, actually. I'd say it was a combination of things. There's certain aspects to it that I was always attracted to. So helping people, being around people. It's also the type of job that you have to keep learning and keep kind of growing in yourself. And so that's something that I've always looked for in a career, and you kind of get to be your own boss in a lot of ways too, so that's great. So yeah, I guess there was a number of things that drew me to it, but overall, I think just being really serious about my faith, that was something that I wanted to share with others and help others grow as well.
Mm-hmm. You clearly love what you do. That being said, what are some of the daily or even weekly challenges you might face in this line of work?
Let's see. Well, any job when you're working with people, things are always changing, you know, and each week can bring new aspects to it, right? So you're always trying to maintain a balance between staying true to what you know and then changing to suit new people, kind of new trends, what people want. That's probably one of the weekly challenges, you know, what should stay the same, what should differ. And then, yeah, sometimes people just aren't happy, maybe aren't happy even with your approach to things. So you're always kind of having to stay in good communication with people and help them to understand kind of what you're doing and what you want to see happen.
Yeah. I'm going to move on a little bit to your music. When did you start producing music professionally or otherwise?
Let's see. Well, I started younger. So I think I was 12 or 13 when I first picked up a guitar and really got serious about it. When it comes to electronic music and dance music, that was in high school, probably kind of mid high school. A friend of mine and myself, we found some software and we were using CDs to sample and making beats to them and just experimenting and trying out stuff. And I think that was a moment where I was just super excited by the technology, the kind of sounds that I could make, and I was hooked from there. And electronic music was kind of brand new at that time, and so there were groups that some of them still around today, like the Chemical Brothers, the Prodigy. These groups blew my mind in terms of like how they sounded, and so that was really inspiring. I wanted to be able to do what they could do. And then I kind of stuck with it ever since.
And what scared you the most about pursuing a career in the music industry?
Two things. Instability, especially financially. You know, it's almost like winning the lottery in terms of doing really well in it. It's pretty rare. And so you know going into it that it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard to make ends meet. And I always knew that I wanted to have a family. So that's tricky, right? That's scary. And also, you're putting yourself on the line, especially when you're writing original music. You're putting yourself out there. This is you. So if it doesn't go well, it feels like rejection. You know what I mean? It can be hard on your self-esteem. That's a scary thing as well.
Yes, absolutely. But you've clearly done very well in the music industry. I'm going to take this opportunity to quickly segue into our song featured for this interview. Now, this is always going to be written and produced by Jason DeRoche, featuring Ben DiNunzio, coming your way.
Said I'm always gonna be, always gonna be your friend. Said I'm always gonna be, always gonna be your friend. Said I'll never leave, I'll never forsake you.
Welcome back to John Abbott on the Air on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Anna Abbott, and I am here with Jason DeRoche talking about his music career as well as his work in ministry. So Jason, when working on this song, Always Gonna Be, what were some of your main inspirations?
Well, I love house music, so I always try and produce in that genre. And there's certain producers that kind of have a funky, but also really analog sound. So I was drawing from that. And disco almost influences, because that's always kind of been a thing within house music that I've been drawn to. But then when it comes to the lyrics, it was actually my son that gave me the inspiration. It came out of a conversation with him where he was asking, you know, will I be his friend? And then that's when I said, well, I'm always going to be your friend. And actually the melody just all of a sudden popped into my head and I started singing it to him and I built it from there.
That's beautiful. And yeah, you have a son and you have a daughter. Do you want to talk a little bit about them and your wife?
Yeah, sure. So my wife's name is Randy, and we've been married now for 11 years. You know, we've moved around quite a bit together. We've had a lot of adventures together. And yeah, we have two kids. Our son's name is Dorian. He's 5 years old, just started kindergarten. So that's kind of crazy. And our daughter is almost 2.5 now, and her name's Morgan.
And what with your work at church and your side music career, how do you ensure enough time spent with your family?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those things that's hard to find the balance. And I'll admit that there's times when I probably spend too much time on either work or music. But I think it's just, you have to keep taking stock and don't let things suck you in too deep, I guess, if that makes sense. So you have to keep asking yourself each week even, you know, am I keeping a balance here? Am I seeing my kids enough? Am I spending enough quality time with them, with my wife? And that's helpful because then you can look back over the week and realize, oh, you know what, maybe I didn't. Okay, so this week coming up, I need to make sure to block out a bit more time to be with them. But, you know, it comes down to your values. You got to kind of have the motivation there as well, which takes some self-work. You know what I mean? You got to work on yourself to get there. Because some people, if you're not careful, your values can get twisted where you get more into being a workaholic or something like that, right? Where your motivation is just, I just got to achieve, I just got to do better in my work. And then so your friends and your family can suffer. So you got to kind of keep doing that self-work to keep reminding yourself just how important your kids are, just how important your spouse is, and to kind of keep up that motivation there too, so that you don't get into unbalance and all of that stuff.
Now, Jason, I'm going to be blunt. I'm very curious. You are a busy, busy man. You are a family man and you work hard. You take pride in doing a good job. Do you get enough sleep?
That's something I prioritize. I wouldn't be able to do all these things if I didn't get enough sleep. So yeah, I try my best. I mean, because Dorian's in kindergarten right now, he's starting way too early for me. So that's been tricky. So I learned long ago that I have to make sure I get a good amount of sleep if I'm going to be able to function and just be fun to be around.
Okay, so Jason, like I said previously, you have some exciting career changes coming your way. What is coming up for you in the future?
Yeah, so I just accepted a new job in Ontario, in Brockville, as a lead pastor of a church. So that's a big switch up, but it's we're really excited about it.
I know that the hiring process was probably over the span of several months, but why did you choose to now pursue this new job?
Yeah, I think it's kind of always been in the back of my mind. A lot of pastors do that where you start out as an assistant pastor and then you kind of work from there to become lead pastor. So in some ways, it's natural progression. But yeah, I think it just kind of felt like this was a good time to move in that direction. It's weird to say, but COVID kind of helped with that too. You know, because of COVID, things changed a lot in my current position. So it was kind of like bringing it together, sensing a bit of a change. Youth ministry is amazing, but the older you get, the harder it is to do the late nights when you have young kids and all that, you know, and be out a lot of evenings. So, you know, as we talked about before, trying to keep the balance of family and work, that contributed to it too. So a number of factors, but just kind of sensing that this was a good time to make that move.
Now, just as a general question, what are your hopes for the future in regards to your either music career, this new job that you've just accepted, your family, etc.?
So hopes, let's see, new job, hoping to really reach a lot of people, help a lot of people kind of grow in their faith and their spirituality, in their relationship with God, all of that. But also in my music career, I just want to keep increasing the quality of my stuff. Really, to me, that's what I love doing. I love pushing myself and pushing my boundaries, and I'm never satisfied to stay where I'm at. So to keep evolving in it, keep raising the standards, trying new things with it, really digging deeper into just what my sound is, because that's always a hard process as an artist. You know, it can change over time, but you kind of want to find what's unique to you. And I think a goal would be to get my music heard by more people, get it into the hands of more DJs, maybe get picked up by bigger record labels, that sort of thing. That would be a long-term goal.
That's a great piece of advice for either aspiring artists or young adults who are now coming into the working force and trying to find their place and trying to find a balance in their life. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to wrap things up here. The time really flew by on this one. A huge thanks to Jason DeRoche for being with us today and for providing us with a little insight into his multifaceted life. And remember, guys, you can find Jason on Spotify, Beatport, iTunes, SoundCloud, as well as on his website, jasonderoche at wixsite.com. Finally, a quick reminder to all you folks tuning in, don't settle. Go after your hopes, go after your dreams, because with time, dedication, and hard work, you can have it all. A steady income, a good job, all while pursuing your passions and leaving time for your personal life. Just look at Jason. Once again, this is John Abbott on the air on CKUT 90.3 FM. I am your host, Anna Abbott. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, this is Catherine Verico recording for John Abbott on the air at CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm here with Giulio Pompena. He's a musician, a drummer, and a producer.
I think I always was very drawn to music as a child. My father was a musician, so it was always around and it was always in the house. But as far as like having a passion and having like maybe the calling to pursue it, I was trying to decide what to do, and I chose computer science as like a university as like my path, and basically I was so unhappy with my choice that the music sort of came back to get me. It sort of I was drawn even more to it, because when I was in computer science I was kind of going against the grain of what my heart was kind of was telling me. So that's when I realized, I think, that, you know, that I had to actually be more serious about, like, my actual interest, you know. I would spend my time in computer science zoning out and drumming and thinking of, like, of music and, you know, when writing songs and the possibilities that, like, lay in music. And then, like, the whole class would go by, and then I would find myself just kind of, like, not really absorbing the information anyway, until eventually I think you just kind of surrender to what you actually... to what you actually are, you know, like really drawn to. Anyway, my solo project is called Mangy Pride. It's basically something that I used to do in between tours. So, you know, like I'd go on tour with the band, and if you really trace it back to the roots, it was somewhere in high school when we would all get together and have like our jams. You know, often, you know, all the musicians would like leave their stuff at my house, since I played the drums in the band. So everybody would bring their amps and their guitars over, and, you know, and the recorders. So I would have some time alone with the stuff, and I would try to play like all the instruments and explore like the bass and, you know, like explore the guitar and explore all the different, you know, all the instruments and the roles. And so I started to make songs like that. And that was kind of like how the solo thing started. And then I would go on tour with bands later on in my life, you know, whatever, on a professional level. And slowly songs, you know, started to like amass, and I would put together little EPs and start to make videos from like my travels on the road and stuff like that. And so that's how Mangy Pride actually started. Here's a song from my solo project, Mangy Pride, called Riders of Greed. Yeah.
nail your hands to the table. Oh, we'll make you breathe our chemical air and teach you all about the meaning of air. And when you crawl for days without rest, we'll turn around, blow your possessions to shreds. Don't dig it up. Don't dig it up. Don't dig it up.
Good morning, everyone. This is Liam Duncan from CKUT 90.3 FM, John Abbott on the air, here today with Ashley Cavers, who is a dairy farmer, and she's going to tell us what life on the farm is like. Ashley, how hard is it to be a dairy farmer?
Being a dairy farmer is actually a really hard job.
Could you explain why?
It's hard because it's a 24/7 job. You're pretty much always on call, and you have to take care of everything. It's not like you can work 9 to 5 and go home on Saturday and Sunday and not have to worry about anything. It's your responsibility all the time to care for your animals and for your equipment and for your farm in general. And it's not an easy life. I mean, you need to have a big heart for it, for this type of career to work for you.
Take us through your daily routine for chores.
So normally I do night chores, and what that consists of is I go to the barn about 4 p.m. or so, and I take a broom and I sweep down all the mangers from all the leftover food from the day, and I clean that and get rid of it. And then what I do is turn on the silo to fill up the silage cart to fill up silage for the cows, and then we feed that to the cows so they all get silage, all the cows and all the older heifers. And then I take a scraper and scrape down all behind the cows to make sure that they're all clean for when fresh bedding is put down. Then I usually go out into the coverall and feed all the smaller calves all their hay and grain and mineral. Then I go and mix milk for the baby calves, which is usually, it's this powder milk that we have to mix with water, and it becomes really healthy and nutritional milk for the calves. So I feed them that and then bed up their pack just a little bit, just to be a bit more comfortable for them at night. And then after, I go and feed the larger heifers in the other barn, feed them their hay also once they're done their corn silage. We also have this robot that goes around and feeds all the dairy milking cows their grain and supplements that they need in the evening. After that, we have to get all the milkers ready for the cleaning. So that means just putting them on the milk cart and getting all the pipes hooked up. Then we go around with a bale of hay and feed an entire bale of hay to all the milking cows in the barn so that they're eating their supper when we start milking, and then it's milking, and then typically we're done milking by about 7 p.m.
How old is your family's farm?
I'm not sure the exact date or how old it is, but I know that I'm the 8th generation to live on this farm, and it's only been cavers who've lived there, so I think that's pretty cool.
What kind of problems could occur on a dairy farm?
Lots of problems can occur on a dairy farm. I mean, from small things like a machine breaking, or from the weather not being good for you that day to do field work, to maybe an animal passing away from something. I mean, anything could happen. When you're a farmer, you're also a mechanic, a plumber, an electrician, so you do pretty much everything, and you have to take care of your animals. So anything could go wrong on a given day. It's rare that a day goes by that nothing happens, really.
Do you plan on taking over your family's farm?
I do not plan on taking over my family's farm. I do love it and I like being there, but I just don't think it's the right career for me. After all, it's the type of job that you have to go all in with, and I don't think I'm ready for that. It is something that is nice to do, but I'm not a big fan of putting my entire life into something like this. I mean, it is really, really hard, and you're pushing maybe 90 hours a week, and that's just not what I want to do. Also, if you're a farmer, it's really hard for you to go on vacations, and I'd kind of like to do that more as I get older. And you don't have any time off, and remember that there's nobody to replace you, so if you have to be home for chores by 4 p.m., you have to be home. You can't just say, oh, I'll come feed the cows at 6 o'clock that night instead. That's not how it works. Especially with dairy farmers, you're on a strict schedule because cows, their milk, their udders get full after a certain amount of time and they need to be milked out. So you need to be there to do that for them.
And there you have it, folks. This was Liam Duncan from CKUT 90.3 FM. John Abbott on the air here with Ashley Cavers telling us why it's hard to be a dairy farmer. Stay safe out there, folks.
We are out of time, so I'd like to thank our listeners, our audience, for tuning in for the latest episode of John Abbott on the Air. This has been Patrick Adelstein, and this has been John Abbott on the Air on CKUT 90.3 FM, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Take care, everybody.
These folks at CKUT love their 100% certified organic and fair trade gourmet coffee from Saint-Tropez. Prepared in the heart of Montreal with beans from all over the world, you can find and get your own cup of freshly brewed Saint-Tropez coffee from AUS Snacks on McGill campus or from Café Saint-Tropez on the corner of Saint-Urbain and Duluth.
I need a fresh cappuccino with a mocha twist. Fresh, fresh cappuccino with a mocha twist. Fresh, fresh cappuccino with a mocha twist. Hey, hey, miss.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends are prohibited, and travel between regions should be avoided. In red zones, it's also forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the specific measures addressing the situation. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hello, dear listeners. As of March 16th, CKUT studios will be closed until further notice. The programming on our airwaves will consist of a mixture of recent CKUT archives, new pre-recorded segments, and other relevant special programming. Our upcoming funding drive will be postponed until further notice.
Thank you for understanding that we are taking these measures to protect the health of our staff and community members. Love, CKUT.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Yeah! CKUT 90.3, samedi midi! Happy birthday to you, joyeux anniversaire, samedi midi inter.